Hello.
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Vicky. I'm calling you back from customer support, ma'am, because there was a message to return your call. How can I assist you today?
Oh, hello, Vicky. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. So, I just got off the phone with I guess a fitness thing, and she explained to me what happened, because she asked me, did I do a sweepstakes or sign up for a free KitchenAid? And I did sign up for a free KitchenAid, and apparently she said this was bundled, so which is why I was charged. So I was calling to cancel and see if I can get that first charge refunded. I didn't know this was part of it, so
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than
yeah.
happy to assist you today, ma'am. What's your zip code? 20147?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
My zip code is 46410.
What's your first and last name?
My first and last name is Sonja.
Pronounced
Pronounce.
Sonya.
Oh,
Sonja. This is Vicky again,
you got
Sonja. Hey.
the same.
Imagine that. That is very rare.
Isn't that something? And then the last name, Halliburton, HALLIBURTON.
Okay, that is rare. I figured you had already called, but I figured when you started the conversation, I didn't want to be presumptuous. I'd say, hey, Sonja. Conja. Let me see. I'm having a problem pulling up your account on this one, though. Wait a minute. Maybe it's this one. Repeat that zip code for me, please.
46410.
Let me try a phone number for you instead.
Okay, that's 219-682-6194.
Okay, thank you, Conja. Sanja, I'm sorry, I'm still saying Conja, looking
That's
at it.
okay.
Hang on, let's see. Oh, this account come up. Okay, would you, let me see something. Hang on just a second. It's not pulling up just yet, but we have so many different. Let's see. Let me, I tried your zip first and last name and did the phone number. Give me your email, Sandra. Let me see if I can pull it up with that.
Okay, CNJ, the last name Wright, WRIGHT, the number 4@yahoo.com.
Thank you. Still not coming up. Hang on just a second. This is, Okay, Sanja, could you give me the first six and last four of the card that they billed?
The first six or the last six
The
or the
first
last?
six and the last four. That account for that other charge isn't coming up. The other one popped right up, but this one isn't. I'm just trying to make sure I'm. Let me see.
Let me go get the card.
Okay.
My heart, but I ain't never broke it up like that, so I need to pull it out.
What the so you do have the 59.89 charge, right? You see it.
Yeah, I'm looking at
Okay.
it. It was charged. Let me go back to the transaction. It was charged on $59.89, improved life quality, April 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And let me pull out the card. The first four.
First six. Yes, ma'am.
4147 20.
Okay, now the last four, please.
1536.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Still not coming up. That's crazy. I'm going to have to switch you over, Sandra, to a supervisor because I can't locate that account. I did your city zip phone, first name, last name, email, to no avail.
Yes,
I'm going to get you switched over so they can continue to look for your account because if you see a charge, you're definitely in our system. I don't know why it's not pulling up.
Right. Okay.
Give me just 1 second. Spell your last name for me, please. Again.
H is in hat.
Mm-hmm.
A-L-L. I, B is in boy. U, R is in Roger. T is in Tom. O, N is in Nancy.
Okay. Okay, I just typed up a note letting them know that I couldn't pull up your account, but I had just canceled another account for you 5 minutes ago. So they're going to, I guess, try some different means to pull it up. They'll find you, though. I've tried every filter that I could use to no avail. But they'll get you together over there, Sandra.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day, ma'am, and stay safe.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Please hold while I transfer your call.
Uh-huh.